This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, August 20. Beautifully paneled houses. Our reading comes from Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of King Darius, on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest. This is what the Lord Almighty says. These people say, the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Is it a time for you yourselves to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains a ruin? Now this is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. You have planted much, but harvested little. You eat, but never have enough. You drink, but never have your fill. You put on clothes, but are not warm. You earn wages, only to put them in a purse with holes in it. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Give careful thought to your ways. Go up into the mountains and bring down timber and build my house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord. You expected much, but see, it turned out to be little. What you brought home, I blew away. Why, declares the Lord Almighty, because of my house, which remains a ruin, while each of you is busy with your own house. Therefore, because of you, the heavens have withheld their dew, and the earth its crops. I called for a drought on the fields and the mountains, on the grain, the new wine, the olive oil, and everything else the ground produces, on people and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Then Zerubbabel, Joshua the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him. And the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. After the Jews returned from exile in Babylon, they began to prosper. They started rebuilding the temple, which has been ruined by the Babylonians. But the people of other religions who lived in the land sent letters to Babylon and complained that the Jews were preparing to revolt. For that and other reasons, the rebuilding of the temple stopped. It seems that the Jews began with a will to rebuild the temple, but when opposition arose, they faltered and lost focus. They transferred their energy to building and beautifying their own houses. It took the searing words of Haggai to call them back to the priority of rebuilding God's temple. In the world today, we must not be discouraged by the struggle it takes to build Christ's church. The forces of the devil will try to overcome it, but Jesus will prevail. Remember what Jesus said, "Seek first God's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." It's not that God necessarily wants you to live in a bleak apartment without beautiful paneling. But if that's what it takes to build God's kingdom, we must be willing to sacrifice. Our treasures are in heaven. Pray with me. Lord, sometimes we grow weary of the spiritual warfare we are engaged in. Help us not to settle for secondary priorities when they tempt us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.